Testing 1 2, testing 1 2. We good? Okay, so this is going to be a very quick update video, guys. In the next couple hours, shit could go down fast. Here's what we got going on. Right now, there is a notice to airmen that's been issued until October 9th, no air traffic in the western part of Iran. All flights, which are hundreds of flights, are bypassing this airspace entirely, which means that they're expecting a massive attack in the coming hours. Now, I would have expected an attack to already begin because it is around 1 a.m. in Iran, if I am doing the math correctly. So if there's going to be a strike, an imminent one, we would presume that typically Israel likes to do these strikes at night, and then we can presume that if it doesn't happen within the next 5 to 6 hours, it's probably not going to happen until the following day. But it appears as though, as General Michael Kurila, the head of CENTCOM, U.S. CENTCOM, went to Tel Aviv, and it's clear that they've established a game plan. What that game plan is, nobody knows. Nobody knows what the targets are. They're saying that it's not going to lead to a regional war. I say, right now, I would bet for this thing to get wildly out of control. It might not get out of control fast, but I don't see how it can't, because Israel knows that Iran is going to respond, so they have to go for a pretty substantial blow, something to establish deterrence, or they are just going to do something for optics. And if they're just going for optics, then this could perhaps be de-escalatory, but I don't know what would appease the war hawks in Israel when many are saying that this is our golden opportunity to go all the way, do a decapitation strike, and strategically defeat and militarily defeat the Iranians. Okay? So we have statements from the Israeli leadership, including Benjamin Netanyahu, that confirms that shit's about to go down. They've made a decision. They're going to do a counterattack. Now, again, this could be psychological operations. This could be psychological warfare. We don't know when this is going to happen. We know that Iran has its only, I think they're F-14s up in the air. They are supposed to have Su-35 fighter jets as well. We don't know exactly everything that is going on there, but they're on the highest state of alert possible. So this could all just be theatrics to force readiness fatigue, in induced readiness fatigue in the Iranians. Jordan has issued a warning about an Israeli attack against Iran in the next few hours. That is according to Israeli Channel 14, according to the Washington Post. The strike is going to happen in the next 48 hours. And just give me one moment. I'm getting some messages here as we speak. Okay, let me see what's going on here. What's going on? Now, there's been another big piece of news, okay, in addition to everything that's going on in the Middle East, and we're going to get back to that in just a moment, but before I forget, this is massive news. We have the ambassador to Russia leaving the United States. The ambassador to Russia is unceremoniously leaving the United States, okay? So make sure I'm in focus here. Antonov. Anatoly Antonov. The Russian embassy to the U.S. said on Saturday its current chief, Anatoly Antonov, concluded his tenure and returned to Moscow. Why is this so important? So long as there is an ambassador or some diplomatic mission inside the United States and vice versa, and I don't know what the situation is with the ambassador in Russia right now, there is a prospect for peace and de-escalation. As soon as those ambassadors leave, that means that war is potentially imminent or far more likely than it previously was. So we're going to have to learn more in terms of who his successor is going to be, if there is going to be a successor. I find the timing of this incredibly suspicious, considering that this is somebody who would have worked with the Trump administration in the past. I find the timing suspicious, and I say that because this implies that they wanted to get out before the election for some reason. There is no reason why they couldn't extend that diplomatic mission at least up until the election or the inauguration. And of course, on the day that Israel is supposed to start a major war with Iran, this is doubly concerning because this could be a sign that this may indicate that Day X is still in play. Day X, of course, being that day when all parties understand that a kill shot, a decapitation strike, entails a counterattack. Iran, at this point, likely has some kind of launch-on-warning style counteroffensive strategy where as soon as Israel puts their birds up in the air and starts targeting Iran's locations, they are going to be compelled to unleash a massive salvo, much bigger than the last, of missiles and some, what are they calling it, secret technology that they claim to possess on Israel. Now, that could all just be talk, but we must presume that, you know, there must be something there that's inspiring confidence within them to go the distance that they've gone thus far. Could be something they've gotten from the Russians, could be nuclear weapons, could be hypersonics, cyber, who knows? Maybe they got some really good zero days that's going to crash the entirety of Israeli power grid or something to that effect, or maybe they're going to strike Dimona. We don't really know. But we must presume that because it's going to be existential, and at this point in time, they must presume that Israel is going to go all the way once they start. There is no reason to believe that Israel is going to initiate a conflict with Iran and not finish it. Therefore, Iran is, if they were smart in a militaristic sense, they would immediately retaliate full force. And so that means that Tel Aviv is on red alert as well. So the fact that Anatoly Antonov has picked today, he's already left the country, okay? This is very significant. And this is also a sign that whatever is happening currently between Ukraine and Russia is not de-escalating at all. It is still scalding hot. So, as I was saying, the majority of Arab-based airlines, including the Emirates and Fly Dubai, are completely avoiding the airspace over Iraq and western Iran, even for flights which would usually utilize these routes instead of opting to use the airspace over the Mediterranean and northern Saudi Arabia. U.S. military forces throughout the Middle East are being instructed to shelter in place because they're, of course, anticipating an Iranian counter-response. At this point, if you have the United States and Israel working together to coordinate an attack against Iran, Iran then has every justification from their point of view to launch a full attack on American military bases throughout the region. In addition to that, you have the Iranians moving their maritime platforms away from the ports. So they've distributed their maritime platforms, their oil tankers, and other warships away from ports and concentrations. The Iranian Air Force has raised its state of the highest alert, fearing unexpected Israeli strikes. The commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Commander Alireza Tangziri, has stated that the Iranian armed forces are fully prepared to confront any and all possible scenarios. General Amir Ali Hajizada, we will soon put on the table something more than drones, missiles, and nuclear technology that will change all of the equations. Interesting. I can't imagine what the hell he might be speaking of there. To be brutally honest, I don't know. It would have to be something asymmetrical, cyber perhaps. I don't know. What do you guys think it is? Let me know in the comments section below. And according to Khamenei, the Ayatollah, he said the following: "We must tighten our belts for defense, strive for independence, and achieve dignity from Afghanistan to Yemen, from Iran to Gaza to Lebanon, and in all the Islamic countries and among Muslim peoples," which is a veiled call to action, a veiled call to arms against Israel and the United States. So this is an incredible escalation, and things could go down at any moment. If it gets really hot tonight, I'm going to have to do another follow-up video, but it appears as though all of the signs indicate, although it's very rare, I must say, for Israel to telegraph its moves so explicitly and to give the exact timing. If they're doing this, it's almost a sign that they want to de-escalate somewhat, or they want to keep it at a... So the Iranians don't perceive it to be an existential threat, thus not prompting an immediate massive barrage, leaving room for diplomacy thereafter. But I don't see what they could potentially do to leave room. Now, if the Iranian ships are leaving ports, maybe they'll do a strike on the ports. They'll spare the oil refineries. They will spare the nuclear facilities. But at this point in time, even the IDF spokesperson has said that Israel is committed to seizing on this opportunity and going all the way. That means first taking out their missile defense, then taking out their actual missile silos, if at all possible, taking out their nuclear facilities, taking out their Ministry of Defense and their command centers, and taking out their critical infrastructure, their oil infrastructure, and everything that's associated with it. So we're about to see something big go down, and there is zero, I repeat, zero resistance to this in not only the mainstream, but surprisingly, the alternative media. In fact, most of the people who, up until just a few months ago, were concerned about World War III, and in fact making that the basis of their political platform, that they are the anti-World War III candidate, are now actively cheerleading for a world war. And remember, just 2 days ago, before Anatoly Antonov left the United States, the ambassador, they asked the, and I think he might even be a relative, it's another guy named Antonov who's the ambassador in Israel, they asked 1 million plus Jewish Russians, dual citizens, to leave the country and come back to Russia. They advised them to evacuate, and they advised a reiterated the travel advisory against Israel. That was, of course, after the bombing of the Russian airbase inside Syria. So this is where things are all connected. So, and it's also a sign that this conflict that is coming, this Day X event that I've been talking about, it's bipartisan. There is no escape. You cannot escape it politically. So it doesn't matter which candidate you're talking about. It's simply a matter of which route we're going to take to get there. Trump wants to take us there through the Middle East. Arguably, Kamala is okay taking us there either way, through the Middle East or Eastern Europe, maybe even China. Guys, the time to get ready is now. Talk to you soon.